Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord God Almighty. This is another day, a new year, new destiny ministry that God has one more time made and blessed. Praise the Lord God Almighty. I must apologize to each and every one of you that is on this broadcast today. Thank God for you, your fellowship, and your time. My deepest apologies. You know, we have technical difficulties sometimes when we're connecting on this broadcast. And my apology, sincere apologies to the lateness of coming in on this afternoon. I do appreciate your fellowship and your time you've taken from your schedule to be with us today. You are listening to New Destiny Ministries. The founder and host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I am Evangelist Lucilla Williams, standing in for Evangelist Bernard this afternoon. This is the second Tuesday of January 8th into the year of 2013, that we have entered a new year, a new beginning, a new destiny that God has made. And we will magnify, praise the Lord God in it. We have a very, very good, interesting topic today. As a matter of fact, all week long. For this week, we have Destiny Focus on discussing what are the benefits of fasting and prayer. Amen. That's this week's Destiny Focus on what are the benefits of fasting and prayer. Amen. And we're going to open up with our scripture found in the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to go quickly to Matthew. And we're going to start around the 17th verse. I'm sorry, the 17th chapter. 17th chapter. Amen. The time is so far spent, and we're just going to just sketch and talk a little bit about fasting. And then we will hear from those that have called in that are on the broadcast today. Matthew 17, beginning around the 15th verse. We want to start there. Through 21. And it reads, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, Why could we not, Master? Why could we not cast him out? Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as the grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence forth yonder, and it shall remove, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, his kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And we want to focus in on that. These times. What kind was Jesus talking about? Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Amen. This kind, we're talking about strongholds, demonic strongholds. There are all types of kind, various, and diverse types of spirits, demonic activity, spirit. And this child was a young child, and he was demonized. He was possessed. And it does take fasting. We must fast. Fasting empowers and strengthens the individual. When you go before God, you must first shut out in order to shut in to God in prayer and fasting, shutting out everything, all your prayers and problems and concerns, everything, your daily routine of things that always keep you going and stirred up and keep you all bottled up and tied up and not taking all that out and shutting into fasting. Fasting does. It does equip, it empowers you, it strengthens you. It gives you, in this passage, these disciples was not able to cast this demonic spirit from the child because of their unbelief. No faith, not even a grain. They didn't even have a grain. So this is the scripture that we're speaking on and opening up today. I would like very much to hear from, it looks like we're having a little bit more of a technical problem here. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have technical problems here. not on this long. It keeps telling me that.